We learned today that actor Jerry Orbach has died. He spent years striding the New York stage as a songman in hit musicals, but it was his TV role as an acerbic New York homicide detective that made Orbach a cultural institution. Here's Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates with an appreciation.
Say Jerry Orbach, and a lot of people will immediately think of this. That's because Orbach spent 12 years in our living rooms as Detective Lenny Briscoe, the wryly cynical but deeply humane lead character in the hit crime series Law and Order. While the cast of crime fighters changed several times during Law and Order's 14-year run, Briscoe was the constant, the linchpin on which everything hung. In a way, Lenny Briscoe was a lot like Jerry Orbach. Smart, mordantly funny, and in love with a demanding job. Jerome Bernard Orbach was born in the Bronx in 1935, and the stage was in his blood. His dad, Leon, was a retired vaudeville actor, and his mom, Emily, used to sing on the radio. When Jerry was growing up, his family moved around a lot. He sometimes said the frequent moves forced him to become an extrovert. Recognizing he'd inherited his parents' love of performing, Orbach studied drama at the University of Illinois and Northwestern University. He returned to New York as a very young man, and he studied acting there. His rich tenor and silky stage manner got him steady work in Broadway musicals. One of Orbach's most beloved roles was El Gallo in the long-running show The Fantastics.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow.
He won a Tony for that role and another one for Promises, Promises, a Burt Bacharach, Hal David adaptation of the movie The Apartment. He also starred in Carnival, Guys and Dolls, Chicago, and 42nd Street. But somewhere along the line, Orbach was encouraged to try dramatic acting. He left the Great White Way for the silver screen in roles, usually as a turncoat gangster and sometimes a cop, in movies such as Prince of the City, Crimes and Misdemeanors, and Universal Soldier. Younger audiences became attached to him in the 80s when he played Jennifer Grey's protective physician father in the summer blockbuster Dirty Dancing. Jerry Orbach's name won't mean a thing to his youngest fans, but his signature voiceover as the suave French candlestick Lumière was partially responsible for turning Beauty and the Beast into a classic.
Be our guest, be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest.
So Beauty and the Beast was a brief return to Orbach's musical roots, but by then he'd grown roots in the role of his lifetime as Detective Lenny Briscoe. Although he appeared in Law and Order for the first two seasons as a defense attorney, he became the new lead detective when Paul Sorvino left the show 2 years after it debuted. Since then, Orbach's role has grown from newcomer trying to fit in to trusted associate to squad room eminence as a rotation of younger partners starred opposite him. Last March, Orbach announced he would be leaving the show. His contribution to Law and Order has turned it into a modern cultural institution, garnering awards from the industry and critics alike and inspiring successful spin-offs. For his portrayal as the ultimate New Yorker, the New York Landmark Conservancy even declared him a living landmark. Jerry Orbach died Tuesday in Manhattan at age 69 after a struggle with prostate cancer. He's survived by his wife, Elaine, and his son, actor Chris Orbach. At the time of his death, Orbach was shooting episodes of what else? Another Law & Order spinoff, Law & Order Trial by Jury. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Tonight you'll prop your feet up on 42nd Street.